Hi, it's Rob here. Thanks for taking the time to phone in and find out more about our interim result and some of the announcements I have made this morning. When I accepted the role of Chief Executive Officer 4 months ago, I made it quite clear that I believe Air New Zealand is a good airline today, but that in an aggressive, volatile industry like the travel industry, good is simply not good enough. We have to become a great airline. And once we become a great airline, we have to keep reinventing ourselves to remain a great airline. Although we might not be the biggest airline in the world, we can be the smartest and the most nimble. With that comes the need to make tough and sometimes unpopular decisions. Today I announced an interim net profit after tax of $46 million for the half year finishing December 2005. This is a 55% decrease over the previous period. There can be no clearer demonstration of the brutal market we find ourselves operating in than the sobering interim result. I've been quite open with you that our business needs to change to remain competitive. We must be world class in everything that we do. Our systems and processes must be simplified, and that must start at the top of our company and work its way through every part of the organisation. Therefore, today I have announced a reorganisation of my direct reports to bring me closer to the business and keep me better in touch with the issues, challenges and the opportunities in front of us. From a leadership perspective, my team and I will be investing in frontline managers and expecting them to take full responsibility for their portfolios. A flow-on from the reorganisation of my team will be a proposed reduction in the level of staff required to support the operations and customer-facing parts of the business. This currently totals around 1,890 people. In total, it is proposed that approximately 470 positions will be disestablished in New Zealand and offshore, with the vast majority of the reorganisation to take place over the next few months. The process of notifying affected staff will commence immediately and should be completed on Monday. The consultation period with those affected staff will vary depending on our obligations to each individual. However, we will move through this process as quickly as possible. For those staff represented by union collective agreements, your representatives will be notified and briefed over the next 2 business days in accordance with our contractual obligations. I realise the next few weeks will be very difficult for many people in our business as we go through not only the latest reorganisation process, but also the restructuring that was previously announced at ANZUS and in the aircraft cleaning section of airport services. You have my personal commitment that we will continue to treat staff affected by this change with dignity and compassion. If you have any further questions or want to talk to someone about these changes, your General Manager of HR has more information on the background to the proposal, the areas and roles affected, new organisation structures, plus questions and answers on the change process. Likewise, don't hesitate to log on to the Coronet from Monday for more details. In addition to the support general managers of HR can provide affected staff, we will have change centres operating in Key Tower, Downtown House and at the airport where all staff can go to have queries addressed confidentially. Details of the specific location of these centres will be available on the Coronet from Monday. We've got a lot of hard work ahead of us if we're to realise the full potential of Air New Zealand. I'm incredibly passionate and optimistic about New Zealand and Air New Zealand and what we can collectively achieve and create. Together we can build an Air New Zealand of which all New Zealanders can be justifiably proud and which all visitors to New Zealand aspire to travel with. Thanks for taking the time to call in and hear personally from me this update on our interim results and the reorganisation process.